This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
All right. Good morning, Ira. How are you doing, sir?
I am welcome to Play in Town, my friend, a destination I had already booked basically before the season started. And no shock that it will be on a plane tomorrow to Philadelphia. And this is a lot more treacherous path than last year. Last year, you were talking about the Hawks. You were talking about the Bulls. It's almost unfair, Big O, from this standpoint. The Heat were better this year, two games better in the win column, and yet one spot lower in the seedings in the play. And so it's not like they had a worse season. It's just that, like we've talked about all year, other teams got better.
No. They gave away this season because your star chose not to try 60% of the time. Let's not bullshit. The only reason you're in the play-in last year, the only reason you're in the play-in this year is because Jimmy Butler refuses to take the regular season. You're letting him off the hook. And I'm not doing Dennis Green here, bro. I'm not letting him off the hook. I'm not. They got what they deserve because your superstar refuses to try. That's the only reason. You and I know if Jimmy tries, they're easily a higher seed. And in fact, it's the reverse of what you said. The fact that he didn't try, the fact that everything was so tight from 2 to 8 gave you the opportunity you needed to become a second or a third seed. But your superstar chose not to play this year again during the regular season. So really, let's be honest.
All right, but let's be further on. Big O, we spoke about this last week in our Acura Pembroke Pines report. We all know that there's a turn in sports when you get old. There's a turn in sports when you can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
We have to consider, I know you don't want to consider this, but what if Jimmy is just a one in every 10 game player? What if he is a guy who, like last week, didn't get to the foul line once? I believe it was the Mavericks game. What if he is the guy who, after all the wear under Tom Thibodeau and all these Heat playoff games, simply doesn't have it anymore? In other words, if we get through this play-in, we know there'll be at least two more Heat postseason games, whether it's two in the play-in, one in the play-in, playoffs, or whatever. We'll see now whether Jimmy can flip the switch. But Big O, isn't it possible that we've just reached the point of Jimmy Butler of no return, where he just simply got worn down and got old? Are you summarily dismissing that as if there's still a great, great all-NBA second team player there? Or would you at least consider with me, Big O, that maybe Jimmy Butler at the least is past his prime?
Okay. Will he play like that in the playoffs?
We'll see. I don't know if he can. I don't know if he can.
So last year, when he coasted and then all of a sudden ended up showing up.
Absolutely.
For the postseason, so was he out of gas, or did he just chose to waste gas there and say, yeah, no, I'd rather put it on cruise control? So you cheated your team out of an opportunity to play an easier entry into the into the playoffs. So how do I know if he turns it on again this postseason? Then he's coasting, because if you can turn it on for 20-something games in the playoffs,
that's my friend, what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you, Big O. You should take the W. I'm agreeing with you, but I don't know how much video games you play or Sean, but as you know, like FIFA or something like that, it shows your player's energy wearing down. And you have to decide whether to sub out a player because he only has X amount of energy. I'm not so sure that Jimmy Butler only now at this point in his career has X amount of units of energy. And he has to be smart with them, because I do think this, Big O, Jimmy Butler wore down by the time that he got to the NBA Finals last season. He was not the same player against the Nuggets that he was against the Celtics, particularly against the Knicks, and certainly in the Heat's first round series last season, also against the Bucks. So I'm not so sure Jimmy didn't go through that and said, you know what? I can only make it till May 26th last year. I've got to make sure I can try to make it till June 12th this year. So I'm going to save my energy units. I think we have to consider that also. So I put it another way. The Heat put all of their eggs in the basket of a 34-year-old player with lots of wear on the tread of all those years. So maybe some of this is on them also, because you, Alzagheri, have already agreed with Ira Winderman that Bam Adebayo was not an alpha. Super role player, B-plus player, whatever you want. We both agreed. We both agreed that Tyler Hero is the guy you can't be if you don't know if he's going to be there at the finish. So ultimately, the Heat put all of their eggs in the Jimmy Butler basket. Was that the mistake? Now, we know they didn't want to. We know they wanted Lillard. We know there was talk of Donovan Mitchell. So even Pat Riley knew in the summer, I've got to get this guy a guy. And then he didn't get this. And then he didn't get this guy a guy. He got him a nice player in Hakez. He got him a nice player in Jovic. He got him better supporting pieces. But he still knew that for the Heat to get where they want to go, Jimmy was probably going to get run into the ground. So I don't think it's fully a Jimmy Butler thing. I think it's also partially on the front office for not giving him the kind of support where he didn't have to pace himself, because player B or alpha minus one could have helped him also. Like you've said all along, whether it's the Batman and Robin combination or something like that, Jimmy Butler, from the moment he has arrived here in 2019, we thought, well, let me rephrase that. Jimmy thought Kyle Lowry was that guy, and he wasn't, and they didn't get that guy, which is why we've seen worn out Jimmy Butler this season. Now we'll see if we see it in the postseason as well. We have to wait. I think a week from now in our Accurate Pembroke Pines report, or shortly thereafter, we will know if this simply is all there is, or if he was giving us the little rope-a-dope.
Yeah, and that's it'll be fun and frustrating, because if you do get back playoff Jimmy, that'll be fun, but it'll be frustrating because where were you to help the team out in climbing out of this damn playoff hole? Injury-wise, this is not good either. Old man Love lasted a long time this season. He played a lot, and he got banged up here towards the end. They've got a couple of injuries. What's the latest with Duncan?
Well, I think it's almost the good news that with Kevin Love, it was just a contusion, because the way he was holding an arm, if it was a ligament, if it was a tendon, if it was a tear or something, or a bone or something, bye-bye, you're done at that age. With a bruise, you could wrap it. He's not the most physical player. He's not banging inside. He shoots threes. He makes outlet passes. He rebounds. The hope is, look, Kevin knows it's winding down. If this is not the last hurrah, it's one of them. So I think he pushes through. The other two things are things that people, even common people like you and I, have dealt with. A sore neck and a sore back. And man, how unpredictable are those, Big O. I'm glad at least the Heat are sort of acknowledging, at least privately, that it's not that Terry Rozier slept wrong or had a bad bed, you know, when they were on the road for the last road trip, that there is a concern about the neck. And they did do the imaging and they looked at it, which is very concerning, because they also got to pay him for a lot more years. So question one there becomes, with a player like that under contract, do you take the risk for the instant gratification, or do you have to step back? I think it's a very difficult call. Question number two is Duncan Robinson. He had the back issue, came back for five games, then missed five games, then came back. So you don't know where he stands right now. I will say this. Terry Rozier is important, but he can be replicated by Tyler Hero if Tyler Hero is available. Duncan Robinson cannot be replicated. If you don't get that spacing against the Sixers, we saw last week or 2 weeks ago how they packed the paint against Bam Adebayo. We know they're going to pack the paint against Jimmy Butler. And God bless all the other guys. But Patty Mills ain't spacing at this point in his career.
Jovic could be spacing us.
Jovic could, but he doesn't have the gravity. No one goes, oh my God, Jovic is open over there. We better run over there. With Duncan Robinson, they do. With Duncan Robinson, when he runs his Reggie Miller-like track meets back and forth, there was a guy in constant chase. You don't get that with Adebayo. You don't get that with Jovic. You don't get that with Mills. You don't get that with Tyler Hero. So you lose that gravity. I'm not sure the Miami Heat can have any level of playoff success without Duncan Robinson, because Big O, think of last year's playoffs. It was Max Strus's three-pointers. It was Gabe Vincent's three-pointers that changed everything in the playoffs. They've lost those two. They never replaced them. Duncan Robinson stepped up, and then he stepped out. The Duncan Robinson injury report, to me, is more important than Kevin Love, is more important than Terry Rozier. If they don't have a fully ambulatory Duncan Robinson, we're talking a very short postseason, and we're talking about our NBA draft lottery preview right here on the Acura Pembroke Pines report.
Yeah, and I would say also that the good thing also is that you don't play till Wednesday, which buys Jimmy time, because he's going to have to be he can't outplay Embiid and Maxi combined, right. But he's going to have to be the best star on the court on Wednesday night.
Yeah, whatever measure that Joel Embiid outplays Bam Adebayo, Jimmy Butler's going to have to outplay Tyrese Maxey. That's how they're going to sort of straighten out that equation there. But here's the rub. Yes, Jimmy Butler gets an extra day. So does Duncan. So does Kevin. So does Terry Rozier. But so does Joel Embiid. Yeah. And he got Sunday off. So you're talking about a guy with Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 4 days off before, guaranteed at least 2 or 3 days off, 2 days off after. So he's really well positioned. So if Joel Embiid was wondering about holding back or being ready for a second play-in or being ready for the playoffs, he couldn't be better positioned because of it. It's just crazy that a Flyers playoff game has changed the NBA. Flyers regular season game has changed the NBA playoffs. But that's what happens when you have teams that share buildings. But unlike us, it also happens when you save taxpayers money with only one arena for your two teams.
Yeah, I just wish Miami had what Joel has now, that Joel now has like a legitimate star next to him that can take the heat off him for stretches, for half a game, whatever it is. The Maxi kid has just really, really.
He's become a superstar, and he was selected one pick after Big O. Do you remember?
Yes.
Precious Achiuwa. So the Heat got the Precious Achiuwa experience, who they might face when they face the Knicks. And it's funny because, you know, you're going to deal with this now in the next week. And you talk about this every year when you talk about the Dolphins draft, how you have to take the best talent. And if you don't, you can get screwed. The reason the Heat didn't take Tyrese Maxey, they had Tyler Hero. You know what? You can talk all you want about going for the best player available, but clearly the Heat were drafting positionally then, and they got burned because of it.
Yeah, and our guy at the top loves his big men. So yeah, it's just there's that love he has for that. Like he must have been just watching Edie in the playoffs, going out of his mind. And when Edie starts doing a hook, I don't think Pat Riley's gone to sleep since then.
You know what? Even that UConn big man, same kind of thing. He saw an NCAA finals where two big men were dominant players on the court back to what he wanted. So, yeah, I'd keep an eye out. And obviously with Kevin Love at his age, you have to consider either help for Bam Adebayo, the ability to move Bam to the four, unless you're fully sold on Nikola Jovic.
Yeah, but Zach's not going to last in the draft.
Oh, God, right? No, not. Now, the Heat could wind up with the number 11 lottery seed if they fade out and they lose in the play-in tournament twice. They go in the lottery. There's a three-way tiebreaker between them, Sacramento, and Golden State. So they could wind up with a chance in the lottery. But please, people, let's not even expect the Heat to try to do that. That's not who they are. They want to get in. They are a 4.5-point underdog on Wednesday, as of now, when we record this against the Sixers. But they assuredly will be a favorite against the Hawks, Bulls winner if they have to come back home on Friday. So the odds still favor them moving on. Of course, the odds then favor them moving on against the Celtics.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like their chances on Wednesday. Do you?
How could you? How could you? The Heat are beat up, banged up. Three rotation players are injured. Joel Embiid is back. They haven't lost a single game since Joel Embiid came back when he played. They've won 8 in a row to end the regular season. They have the advantage at center and shooting guard, probably in terms of depth also. One weird thing is, Big O, the Heat have been better on the road than at home this season, so that might be the only thing playing for the Heat. It's exactly what we started our Accurate Pembroke Pines report with. Superstar Jimmy Butler, give me the ball, get out of my way. I'm going to take the defensive assignment on Tyrese Maxey. I'm going to show you. Who knows? Maybe they get 38 minutes of the best of Jimmy Butler, and all is forgotten.
Yeah, maybe the guy that was in the regular season is not there anymore, and now we get playoff Jimmy. That would be nice.
He takes off the glasses, you know, takes off the sport coat, and the cape comes out. Yeah,
exactly. What do you got going on the Sentinel so folks can check you out?
You know, I wrote about two things. About Eric Spoelstra bristled. He was asked a question after the game. Do you look back on the one or two that got away and you can be in the playoffs? He goes, you can't look back. Whatever happened, happened. But the players also said, you can't look back at what happened in last year's play-in. We are a different team, and they really are. They had Strus. They had Vincent. Remember, in the play-in round, they had Victor Oladipo. They had your best friend, Cody Zeller. They were a different team than they are now. So I don't think there's that much as far as institutional knowledge throughout the roster. So that's a concern. I also have another piece coming out. Thankfully, Jaime Jaquez refound his mojo the last weekend of the season. They're going to need him. They're going to need Rookie of the Month, Jaime Jaquez, from November and December, especially if Robinson and Rozier are again out. So that's good. And in that story also, I mentioned, here comes that little SHI, however you want to phrase him, Kyle Lowry, ready to F up the Heat one more time. And you know what? That little SOB just very well could. In the two games he played against the Heat, he hit dagger shots to win it for Philadelphia. And now Kyle Lowry's on the other side, possibly when the guy he was traded for, Terry Rozier, is out.
All right. Follow him on Twitter at Ira Heat Beat and catch his work there at the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Ira, as always, thank you, my brother. We'll catch up next week.
Catch you next week from New York when they're up 1-0 on the Knicks. Thanks, Big O.
Let's hope so. That would be really nice. Ira Winderman, hey, the Spring Into Performance sales event is going on right now. And by the way, the electric car, the ZRX, is coming in. You can now make your reservation for it. You can put a deposit if you want to get the new electric car from Acura. I'm telling you, man, the SUV, it is beautiful. Right now you can get the Integra 2024. $299 a month, the RDX 2024, $419, the MDX 489 a month, 2024, 1.9% financing for 36 months. They've got a fleet of certified pre-owned vehicles. Tell them that Big O sent you. They will take care of you. And of course, a service center second to none, Mike Chan and Jordan Ferber. It is a comfortable place. The sales staff is incredibly helpful. They're not abusive. They're not on top of you. They will go the extra mile. They will keep you comfortable. They will listen to you. What a concept. You actually walk on there and you tell them exactly what you want. And what you like about that place at Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines is you can get the car you want, the model you want, the style you want, the color you want, and most importantly, the price you want at Craig Zinn's Acura of Pembroke Pines.